Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn sexy people. How much do I love you? Let me count the ways. So happy birthday to me. Thursday was my birthday, and thank you all for your sweet messages and your texts and your Facebook posts and your gifts. And gosh, I just spent the whole day really absorbing the love from my friends, from my community, from my family. It was quite a beautiful, amazing birthday, I must say. And oh my God, if you were not on the predictions webinar, you missed an extraordinary 2.5 hours. Oh my gosh. If you still can, go download it. It's right on the homepage at IMD Wallace. But the big one, well, every call was something big came in, but the moment that took our breaths away in a way that I can't even explain, because it was an entire experience, was when the message through a question came in to all of us regarding, can we all be born as the Christ child now? Can we all be made in the image? Can we all be the Savior of love that is born right now, that we literally were given the invitation to accept that, allow that, and make the choice to be that right then and there, and certainly during this season of love and rebirth. So I invite you to look at what goes on within you energetically when I say to you, would you like to be born as the Christ child? Now, what did the Christ child represent? The truth and unconditional love and healing and health, abundance from one fish to feeding thousands. You see, metaphorically, Christ's life stands for everything that we teach and everything that we want. So I invite you all today to let go of whatever belief systems are in your way that will make it feel weird or funny or fearful to allow yourself to claim this. And I want to give you a little bit of help here, because the channel wants to address why we're all so angry and pressured. And it's literally about this, that we are so fearful that we aren't God. They took me to the statement, I am God. And let's just feel into when we know that we are the creators of self, why would we be in fear or grief and therefore feeling angry? Because you know, under anger is always fear or grief. Our mind tells us it's not possible and it's not probable. And our minds have been doing that since the beginning of time. Also, because for eons and eons and eons, since we have been in and out of embodiment and out of embodiment, we have been sending that message out to the ionosphere that I can never be God. So if we're claiming that we are that, if we're holding that intention to know that pure form of love power, and we are sending that out now, we're going to be especially vulnerable when stuff keeps coming back to us and it appears that we aren't being able to create what we want. But again, you need to understand that it takes 6 to 7 weeks of focused love and knowing in order to turn around what we have been sending out for eons. Okay? So I can never be God is what we've been taught in every lifetime. So as long as we keep sending it out, we're going to keep bringing it back and bringing it back and bringing it back into every other lifetime, including this one, that we are in experience, which is forever. So if we don't get it now, we'll get it sometime, but I would like to put out there, why not shift it now so we don't have to work on this for lifetimes to come and we can live in nirvana. It's possible. Our hearts know that we are God. Our hearts know that we are the frequency of 200-01, which is knowing that we're God. So that's what we want to love and put this out into the ionosphere. Go to your love place, feel the love, and send out, I am the frequency of 200-01. I am the knowing that I am God, and I trust myself in this life to be the creator. Okay, this holiday season, because I want to address the fires out here, those of you that live in California, and even those of you that are very empathetic and really feel into things. These fires are, as we have talked about, an example of the anger that people are going through. Their consciousness is being confronted and affronted. So I want everyone to literally envelop California in love and claim the state of love for the people here and the state itself. Expand it out into your state. Expand that out into the country. Expand that out to the world. And then expand it out into the universe. Do what you know to do, guys. Really, the world is depending on us to hold the state of love. And through the holidays, if you really want to feel Christmas, you must go to the state of love If you feel love, you feel Christmas. So this is really the focus we're to hold through the end of the year. By the way, I want to let you know, on the 24th and the 31st, I will be live on the call. Okay? For those of you that just want to be here, I know a lot of you email me and say, you're my church on Sunday, Dee. Thank you for that. Great honor. For those of you that need support through the holidays, I want you to know we'll be live here for you. Thank you, Stephen, for coming forward to help us create that. Okay, I can go to the calls. All right, we're going to go. Miss Alberta, you did it. I knew you could. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see you here.
I'm glad
as well.
It's
been a journey getting you on this show.
No kidding. No kidding. I just called to wish you Merry Christmas and appreciate everything that you do for us.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you. Thank you, Alberta. There is something they would like to give you as a little Christmas gift. We're going to the sheets. And we're going to a core belief. So hang on here. This page here. Okay. Wrapped up in a beautiful little gift box is the statement for you, I'm good enough. What they're showing me right now, Alberta, is a field full of spirits in white coats that are kneeling down and bowing to you.
Wow.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Indeed. And now they're extending that to everyone on the call and everyone that is working consciously, especially with love in any way. Their gift to you is them literally bowing to you in acknowledgement of your worth, of your self-worth. So, you know, you have to accept a gift. If a gift is given, you have to accept the gift.
Oh, I accept it. Thank you.
You bet. And I do too. Thank you so much for bringing that in, Alberta. Much love to you, honey.
Much love to you too. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. I think this is LaVon. Oops, hold on. There you go. Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank
My
you.
My goodness. All wrapped up in one. And
yeah,
my dear princess here has come to the phone to say hi.
Oh,
go
there's
ahead.
Your birdie.
Yes.
Hi.
She was
hi.
Busy playing. Say hello. Yeah.
What
so
can
funny.
We do
She's
for
so
you,
sweet.
Sweetheart?
Well, in the prediction show, we mentioned arthritis in my left hand, and the channel said, no, absolutely not. And we were going to look in the body book to figure out what it was.
Okay. Did you email me? Did I not get back to you?
I did. I did.
Okay.
But you're going to be
all right.
Girl.
Well, guys, you know, I have not had an assistant, so you'll
yeah,
be happy.
You're busy.
You will be happy to hear that I have found what I am hoping to be a very long-term perfect candidate that starts training tomorrow. You have no idea. We were lucky we got that webinar off. Let me just leave it at that. But
wow.
It is up now. If you go to I Am Dee Wallace, it's right on the homepage. You can order it. Okay, we're going to arthritis. Here. Yeah, we are going to arthritis, yes.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. There's so much coming in here. Here, here, here. All right, I have to go to, I don't think it's, I have to go to a different book because they're not taking us to arthritis. They're taking us to rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know the difference. Do you?
No.
All right, hold on, because these books are huge. Now, when I say you have rheumatoid arthritis, I get a no. I know
thyroid
this
thyroid was wrapped up in it somehow, too.
Okay, here. There is no sense of an out route or of an ability to make a difference in their situation. Now, that ties in with thyroid. So remember that sentence for me. And this is for everybody on the call that, okay, you need to be quiet, Lamont, because there's too much noise. Remember that. And this goes for everybody addressing thyroid or arthritis in any way. The two are connected, they're saying. There is no sense of an out route or of an ability to make a difference in their situation, which we really addressed the first part of the show. Oh, my God, I opened it right to thyroid. So you're going to remember that for me, right?
Gosh, sort of. It's kind of out there.
Okay, here. Okay. Humiliation, rage. This is under thyroid. They have a great deal of humiliation about the fact that no one respects them.
Oh.
So, if you put the two of them together, it's how the hell do I escape? Hold on, where did it go? Yeah. How do I escape and make a difference in this situation that I am not respected? Now they're tying it in with the hashtag MeToo movement, which takes me to the power of the feminine and the overstimulation and manipulation of the masculine. So the highest thing we can do for the thyroid and any kind of arthritis, any kind of arthritis, is to balance the masculine and feminine. Now, that means we balance the feminine, so everybody come forward to do that. We are directing the balance of our feminine energy. We are directing the balance of the masculine energy, and now we are balancing the harmony of the masculine and feminine working together so that the masculine respects the feminine and the feminine respects the masculine. And so it is. Now, I'm not a doctor. I am giving you the energetic reason, because what I know and what every good healer knows is that when you get to the core of what a dis-ease is, the dis-ease then can literally go away. So
I haven't had any trouble since the show. Yeah.
You haven't had any trouble since last show?
Any pain since the prediction show in
my
hand.
Well, hallelujah.
Yeah, no kidding. Does this have anything to do with the new energy coming in? You mentioned the new energy coming in.
Oh, that's right. That was our big last piece of information.
Once we get balanced with the masculine, feminine, and that.
That's going to allow. That will allow the new energy to really permeate.
Yes,
you're right.
Another 100th funky.
With any creation, guys, everything needs to be balanced and working harmoniously and equally from the masculine and feminine point of view. Just like making a baby, an egg and a seed has to come together, right? Right. They have to come together equally in order to create the baby. Same thing with any creation. The divine hit and the power to embrace that and take it out has to come together.
Wow.
Okay. So.
Awesome.
Yep. That's the whole. It's funny because I went back to get the body books in case we needed them today. Mm-hmm. And I really believe, you see, that this was, we were meant to do this on the air so everybody would participate, Yvonne. So,
right.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Thank
you're
so
welcome.
Much. You bet. Thank you. And except they keep yelling at me to tell you and all of you, accept the miracle now. Accept the fact that I am the miracle and I am the light that created this sense of health and healing. Because if we don't believe we can, guys, we can't. You know that's the first law. As you believe, it will be delivered to you. So choose to believe you can. Right? And then hold the focus on the health. Thank you so much for putting
right.
that all together, baby.
Thank you, Dee. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And happy holidays to everybody. Maria in San Francisco. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, good morning. I didn't think I'd get on until last minute. I've been having a lot of sudden health issues that are coming through much stronger this last week. I have lower large intestine, my vision's changed, my lungs and breathing, hair's falling out, my skin's really dry. I've been working on forgiveness, and that's made some difference. But I've been told that I also have a lot of anger and holding on to pain in my chest that's affecting my cell structure. So the energy of my cells is not producing correctly.
Yep. That's right on. Anger will take you down faster than anything else. I want to read something, and this is so interesting. It's in the body book, but it's in the very beginning of the body book. And I want also to give you all the name of this book, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. The author is Carol with a K. Carol K. Truman, as in President Truman. Okay, Carol Truman, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. So he says, in effect, when we are afflicted with a physical disorder, what we are being told in no uncertain terms is that this dysfunctional way of being must go. The meaning of bodily breakdowns, then, can in effect be succinctly summarized in one sentence: change that pattern. Okay, so I'm going to ask, what pattern is it that you need to change to bring about the state of health and wellness that you are claiming? And they're saying you need to claim that more because you're too focused on fixing the disease. And fixing it, you know, your mind thinks in pictures, so your brain is going to focus on the disease as opposed to the health and wellness. So you really have to claim health and wellness, work with your light, right, and do the breathing exercise. Okay, now to the pattern. I'm going to a core belief on my sheets, which you can get with the Balance Podcast at IMD Wallace. Okay, here. Yeah, it's I Can Never Be God, which... You really need to listen to the first part of the show again, Maria, because it's all about this. If we keep sending out, I can never be God, which we have since the beginning of time, by the way, it keeps bouncing back to us, especially through our bodies and our health, keeps bouncing back from the ionosphere, to give us the opposite of what we're asking for because we haven't addressed the core issue, the core pattern of, I'm going to try and do this, but I can't because I'm not my own creator. So the more you work with accepting that you already are the God of you, and use that God to direct exactly what you want, let the light of you permeate your body with that knowing through your own direction, you absolutely will see a difference, an improvement. That's the word they're giving me. I am not a doctor. I am giving you energetic information and ways to create your body coming forward for you because you know that you are the director of it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, you understand what to do now.
Yes. In terms of the anger, though, the forgiveness exercises I feel working. The anger, though, I'm trying to do sound healing for.
Okay, Maria, I got an easy fix for you. Go to your place of love. I teach everybody to find their place of love. It can be a puppy dog. It can be any pet, a beautiful rainbow, a place in nature, a baby that you love. So you tell me what your place of love is.
I'm working on that.
No, you don't have to work on that. No, no. See, that's you. That's a perfect example of you saying to you, I'm not the God of me that knows where I feel love. Come on. There are experiences in all of our lives where we have felt unconditional love. So come on, I'm not letting you off the hook. What is it? Go to your heart. Get out of your head and go to your heart.
Experiences where I felt unconditional love?
Yeah. Yeah.
I get blessed a lot with gifts, like when I'm working the new jobs that I've been doing. I met someone who, no matter what, like, keeps giving to me. But that's the relationship that's been a problem, where we're more like helping each other rather than allowing a heart-to-heart connection, because I don't completely feel that person.
Well, you can't feel that because you're fighting me. Just finding a simple place to feel love. You see, you're waiting to use somebody else to feel love. And the whole point of feeling love is that you feel it for no reason. You've never had a pet, Maria?
No.
Okay. Well, have you ever had a baby that you loved, a friend's baby, or do you have a flower that you love?
Flowers I do, yes.
Okay. They're suggesting you go to flowers. And the flowers that you love, to close your eyes and see the beauty of it and smell it and feel like if somebody would give you a bouquet of those flowers, how you would feel loved, would you not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
You see, okay, so when you feel that, you can't feel the anger and the whatever you're pissed off at, can you? Because you're literally in the state of love. That's the easiest way. It's simple, guys. If you don't want to be pissed off and hate somebody, then go. You have to choose, which means you're the God of you, and you're saying, no, I'm not going to go to that place. I'm going to go to love because I know that's going to heal my body. So
okay.
I'm going to love myself enough to take myself into love so I can heal me. Okay? Don't make it. You bet. Absolutely, they guarantee it.
I mean, that will help get rid of the convulsions too? Or is that something else?
I get a yes. That's going to help. Do you understand that exercise brings your whole body back into the balance of masculine and feminine?
Okay.
So there's another piece of information, Levon. You see, the more we live in love, the more everything stays balanced within us, mentally, physically, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally.
Okay.
Go to love. It heals everything. It creates everything. It's so simple, you know, and we want to hold on to being right, but that's not going to give us our health. All right, baby?
Thank you so much.
You can
I
do
so
this.
You I really bet, do. You're, you've been, made the most difference in my life in the last couple of months, so I'm forever grateful for you.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. And, you know, just you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Just do it.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you so much. And
you
happy
bet.
Birthday.
Thank you, darling. Allison in Edmonton, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, Annie.
Happy birthday and happy holidays to you, Dee.
Thank you.
I am also calling about thyroid. So a lot of what you told the first caller resonated with me.
Yep.
Is there anything
yes,
else?
Yes, there's one more thing they want to give you. And let me just say to everybody, you know, we covered a lot of this in the autoimmune webinar that I did with Dr. Perdici. If you guys have questions about thyroid, I would definitely listen to that. You'll be getting a lot of information. But there's one more thing they want to give you, and they want to be clear that this does not apply to LaVon. This is yours. We're going to a core belief, yes, here, one, 5, 6, 7, 8. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. Does that apply to you? Where you go, oh my God, what's the use? And what that feels like is everything is just so overwhelming that you just can't even muster up the energy to do it most of the time.
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of a go-getter.
I get a yes on that. But
yeah,
do you complete things?
I'm wondering in what area that applies.
Do you complete things successfully?
Yes, although sometimes I'll say, well, that's good enough, and then just...
Okay, that's it. That's how it shows up. Now, you see... When you get to the really core things, guys, they're the things that you have pushed through and conquered to some degree, sometimes to a very large degree. But they're saying whenever you get to that's good enough, they want you to stop and go, okay, Allison, talk to yourself in third person. Is it really good enough, or are you feeling overwhelmed, or are you feeling like it's not really going to work, or I've given it enough time and it hasn't worked? Or they really want you to question yourself so that you can get clarity around why you might stop early.
Okay.
Because that's affecting your thyroid.
I feel like this is also affecting, like I'm looking for a new relationship. And
yes, and
idea between settling or waiting for who I really want.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And guys, when you have a belief, it usually goes across all subjects of your life. Here. Okay. Humiliation rage. They have a great deal of humiliation about the fact that no one respects them. Their experience is that their existence and importance is constantly being overlooked. That's why you're not attracting the relationship that you want. Because who wants a relationship built around the belief that they're not going to be respected? So look at that throughout your entire life. Okay.
Yeah, I see that specifically when I divorced, and that's when I first became aware of thyroid issues as well.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. And the way the body book describes thyroid problems is about a neck gland that secretes, listen to these words, life vital substances. So if your thyroid is askew in any way, it's going to affect you. And again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to give you all some advice that I've had experience with. Most doctors do not order all the thyroid tests that you need. If they're not ordering TS3 and TS4, you're not getting a complete picture of where your thyroid is at. Thyroid can affect your energy. It's one of the major things that can affect your energy. Can affect weight gain. If you can't lose weight and you're doing all the right stuff, it could be your thyroid. So again, there's a lot of information out there. Some of it's right, some of it's wrong. I believe Dr. Brodici, those of you that did the webinar, well, we've done several with him, so you'll have to peruse the store. Offered for you, if you write in and say, I listened to the webinar and I heard you say this and I would like clarification about that, he will answer you. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy, guys, and very open and personable, those of you that have been on his webinars with me. So I would strongly suggest you do that, Allison. Anybody that's dealing with thyroid, just be really careful where you get your information, because unfortunately, there are a lot of healers that are capitalizing on the fear of dis-ease. And the channel is saying again, please go to love. That is your answer to it all. Thank you, darling.
Okay, thanks so much, Dee.
You bet. Oh, my buddy Kirk is here. Hi, honey.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
Want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. And thanks for being part of this community.
Yes, me too, you and everybody. And congratulations. I know I'm not going to get it right because I don't have it in front of me, but you're a finalist in, tell everybody.
Best of Long Island. It's the island in New York there where I live. I've been nominated for Best Artist Painter. And hopefully a bunch of people came out and supported me, and it'll be a good nod on the resume.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. We wish you lots of luck, and that was great creating, Kirk. Great creating.
Thanks.
Is there any question you have for me today?
It feels like they're all getting answered by everyone else's call.
yeah, we feel that a lot. Well, I'm thrilled to have you join us, sweetheart. And where can they go put in their vote for you?
That's already closed. That's now it's
I did it for you. Okay, great. All right, sweetheart. Well, just see it done, baby. See it done.
Yeah, and thanks for this show. It's really been supportive already, and we send lots of love to you from the East Coast in our snow and our decorations.
Yeah, I loved my video card you sent me. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We're going to Sandy in North Carolina. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hear that just from the call and between your calls and Jennifer's this year, I've been drawn to or the person has come to me that is helping me with my health issues, and I feel awesome that I'm in the right place finally.
and I get that you are.
Years.
I get that you are, Sandy. And they really want you to acknowledge that you created that, that you mm-hmm. took the information that we gave you and mm-hmm. then you stepped up to be your own creator.
Yes.
Okay. You
yeah.
really want to acknowledge that, guys. We
mm-hmm.
have, I want everybody to write down all the great things you've done in this life, no matter how small. I baked cookies for the neighborhood kids and they loved it. You know, that's a great act of love. And when I started asking about what pattern I needed to release around this slight shaking that I have, which, by the way, since I've been working with the light, is tremendously better. But you know what they said is you've got to stop not acknowledging all the great things you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I go, well, yeah, so I started one of the biggest blockbusters of all time. You know, I'm not doing that now. Well,
right.
Yeah, of course, you know, I know I help a lot of people, you know, but that's what we do. Yeah, I know I'm juggling three careers really successfully, but I'm, you know, could be making blah, blah, blah. We are trained to discount and disrespect ourselves around mm-hmm. our accomplishments. And that is not loving yourself. So we're back to then creating that state of love for ourselves for our healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Do the deep breathing exercise 10 minutes a day. And while you're doing it, for those of you that are working on health, a great mantra is I am health. Not I'm healthy. I am the vibration of health itself. Like if you walked up to somebody to shake their hands and they went, hi, I'm Bob. You go, hi, I'm health. That's who I am. And use your light throughout your whole body while you're doing the breathing thing and claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
You will see the results, guys. You will see the results.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So start
yeah.
acknowledging yourself, Sandy, for the creator that you are. All right, darling?
Yeah, more and more. But I do have a real quick question, hopefully, is I had for my career is or my work, I'll say, is I have full control over one of my energy work, how I move forward with that. And I know now that's
okay.
That is part
I have
of
your
my
answer.
Life.
Sandy,
okay.
Somehow you picked up, you were given, and you accepted the belief that if you do too much energy work, it will deplete you. Now, you pick that up from some healer that you listen to, you know, and a lot of healers
mm-hmm.
will tell you, you've got to protect yourself, you know, don't take on anybody else's energy. They'll tell you that you really have to monitor your energy because, you know, you'll use it all up and you'll tire yourself. And I'm saying to all of you, those are belief systems that you get to choose whether you want to believe in or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more channeling I do, the more my energy comes in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
If you are fighting your channeling in any way, if you are going, God, I wonder if I'm right. I wonder if I'm, you know, really channeling this or right. Then you're going to get tired because you will be affecting your energy flow.
Oh, yeah. So, because one of my health issues has been the low energy. And if I take on too many clients, then
there
I
you
don't
go.
Want to, yeah.
See how
so
accurate my
that.
Channel is. Look how accurate
oh, yeah.
that was.
I love
okay.
Your
that's a belief. That is a belief, Sandy, that you can turn around.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I can.
The more I help people and the more I trust my channel, you just get out of the way. And, you know, a lot of that stuff on Predictions Week, I went, oh, my God, really? And the first thing I heard was, don't you dare doubt. Because if you doubt, we can't give you the information. So when you're in total trust and you just channel, you can't wear yourself out, baby.
Okay.
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 Love you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Okay, Joy in Cape Cod, what's up?
Oh, I didn't know that whether I plugged in really late and then I hung up by mistake. Anyway, I was told by Saint Germain to bring this message in, and it was back when you were talking about being the Christ. As far as he says, we all got together back over 2,000 years ago to bring the Christ energy in. So we really are the Christ energy.
I get an absolute yes on that.
Okay.
And another way that we could say it, Joy, is we all got together to bring our own energy in. Who we are, guys, who we are, who we really are, is love. That's who we are. We are the Christ energy. We are the God energy. And only if we direct our Christ energy and God energy to be love, because God energy can be directed to be hate also. God is all thought, all possibility, all the space in between, because we're here to understand that it's our responsibility to choose. Your greatest power in this world to choose.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Choose love. And absolutely, Joy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, happy.
Now, they also wanted me to say that this little bit of resistance that we're talking about that might tire us out looks like I call in late and I got disconnected. That's how a little tiny bit of resistance works. So just trust Saint Germain and trust yourself, Joy. And so it is. And that means to all of you, trust the energy, trust the channel, trust God, trust Christ, because it's all you. So trust you. If you don't trust you, how are we ever going to expand? Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
Happy birthday. You know, our birthdays are 2 weeks apart. It's really funny.
Are you a Sag?
No, I'm a Capricorn.
Ah. What can we do for you? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. To you, too. So, you know, I'm leaving in a week, and my body's creating all kinds of deterrents.
Yeah,
I've got it already.
I've got it already for you, Eileen. They're saying you're physically leaving in a week, but your energy doesn't want to go.
I know.
Wow. And I just got to my big, huge yes. It's flipping around on me. Why don't you want to go wherever you're going?
Well, I'm going to my sister's. And
it has a lot to do with your mother.
Huh.
Is your mother passed away?
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
Okay. But there's conflict that your mother set up between you and your sister. Is this making sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's why you don't want to go. So consciously state for me right now what the conflict is.
Well, you nailed it with one of the other callers about not being respected.
Okay. So when I say that's true, I get a huge no. But that is the story that, and the definition, the self-definitions that both of you took on because your mother encouraged that. So, Eileen, the more you know that you are respected, that you respect yourself.
Right.
Right? They're even showing me you going in and hugging her and being with her for a few minutes and then saying, you know, I was really working on coming and being happy here, and I spoke with one of my teachers, and she gave me this piece of information. And I just want you to know that I love and respect you, and I know that you love and respect me, and let's have a beautiful week together. That is going to get the elephant that nobody's talking about out into the room so you can move through it and let go of it. Okay?
I want you to let me know.
I've got to clear
before I can go. And it literally is in my first chakra. And it's, you know, and I don't want to get graphic.
Eileen, guys, oh my God, you guys want to make it so freaking hard. Eileen, go to your love place.
Okay.
Now, go to your love place and put it in the chakra.
Okay.
You don't even have to do that, but they're telling me to tell you to do it because you think you have to do it. So just hold on to that love place and put it in your chakra. There's not room for anything else in there then. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Quit making it so flippin' hard, guys. You do not have to struggle to be free. All you have to do is go to love. All right?
Absolutely. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, baby cakes. I want feedback, too, on how that trip went. And I'm told being told to go, let's see, here. Okay. Davina in Colorado, I was told to come to you. Hi, honey.
Yes, the number one on the queue. I was wondering what was going on.
Well, I go to where I'm told to go, baby.
Okay, so happy birthday, happy holidays. And my question is, I got a message, I believe, from my son saying to take this workshop that's coming up. And now I'm wondering, did I, you know, really hear that? I'm supposed to go, or is there something else that's playing into it?
Okay, you see the doubt again? Look at all the doubt. So in the question is always the answer. You were called to this workshop. Why do you care who told you? Because it's all you anyway. We're all one energy. So why are you called to the workshop?
Basically to create a sizzle reel that at this point I don't have the capability and the pieces to come together to create it myself.
Okay. Are they going to do it for you?
Yes.
They're going to do it in completion without you putting in any more money than you originally did for the workshop.
Well, this is a separate workshop, so it's going to be another 10 grand.
Good God, to do a sizzle reel?
Yeah.
I think being in the business, Davina, I think that's hysterically ridiculous. I'm just saying, 10 grand to create a sizzle reel is ridiculous.
Well, I don't have any clips.
Do you have footage?
No, I have no footage.
Oh,
all
so
that
they,
is here.
So they have to shoot everything too?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that's another. Okay, so they're going to shoot it and put it together and complete it for you for how much total?
Like $10,000. I mean, you know, they're going to have a professional makeup person. They're going to have four different sets so that, you know, it looks like you've done four different, you know, interviews and stuff. And
okay, and the channel wants to know why you want to do this. I need this sizzle reel because I am going to do what?
Because I am creating my life anew, and I've got my book, and I'm going to, you know, promote my book, that I figured this would fast track me into getting more speaking engagements and paid speaking engagements if I had this.
That's a true story. You need marketing. That's a fact. You need marketing materials. You know, I know a lot about what I'm talking about here. So they want you to commit to yourself that you are going to go all the way with this, and then it will be worth it. It's not the sizzle reel. It's that you're going, that you've committed and agreed with yourself and your energy to go all the way with the final getting it out, getting booked, getting speaking gigs, that you have committed that you're going to go all the way. Those are the words, all the way. And then it's worth it. And then you should do it. That's as clearly, and that's for everybody. You know, you have to look at the final line you want to cross, guys. Am I committed to run that race and finish that line that is my highest intention and my commitment? Do you understand? About anything that you want to do, that has to be in place.
So my belief that I'm wanting to do this, I'm going to do this, and this is going to fast track it. So it's just another tool to move me faster than I'm going.
That's right. And I am completing getting out and speaking successfully. In other words, don't just hold your focus on this class and the sizzle reel. Hold your focus on going all the way in the speaking, and this is just another thing you're going to do that. You understand? Go all the way, Davina. You see, you can't hear me because that's where the block is. Just commit to going all the way.
Okay, so yeah, don't dip your toe in, jump in.
Exactly. I'm going all the way. Those are your words. Okay?
Okay.
Got to go, baby. I'm over time. Thank you all. Oh, my goodness. Please check out the predictions webinar. It will blow your mind. And we will be here next week. In the meantime, stay in love. Choose love. Feel love. Bring love into this beautiful holiday season. Feel the love that I am sending you right now, and love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.